time now for a segment we called Reality Check. Joining us today is Honolulu Civil Beat senior business reporter Stuart Yurton with a story about the oldest bar in our Chinatown. Morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Catherine.
So tell us about this dive bar. This watering hole.
Well, Smith's Union Bar, if you've ever been there, it's on Hotel Street, kind of in the heart of Chinatown. And it is the oldest bar in Honolulu. It's said to be the oldest in Hawaii, opened in 1935. And right now, its future is a little unclear. Because the owner hasn't been able to get a the landlord, the lease has expired, and the owner is trying to negotiate or at least start negotiations with the landlord to renew, and that hasn't happened. Again, it is a dive bar, though. It's not like some of the new really nice places there in Chinatown. It is an old Navy dive bar.
I love the Navy connection, and there's actually someone that that owns the bar now that was in the Navy.
Yes, that's right. The owner, Dwight Lockwood, is a Navy veteran. He also served in the Army after leaving the Navy, but he is a Navy veteran. And the bar was the official bar of the USS Arizona back in the day, and during World War II. Each of the battleships had sort of a bar that all the sailors would go to, and this was the bar for the Arizona. So it does have that history, and it's really the last of these bars from the old sort of red light district era of Chinatown.
I mean, that's fascinating. I mean, I'm not one for big chain town, you know, a chain store, you know, restaurants, that kind of a thing. And this is really very colorful, great history. I know we've got that other Bruseum that has, you know, memorabilia from the war, and that's a bar. But this is really different. This is the original.
It is the original, and again, it has a unique atmosphere. There are a lot of nice new places there on that block in Chinatown. You know, there's a whiskey bar that was named one of USA Today's top whiskey bars in the United States. There's a Neapolitan pizza place that makes old-fashioned pizza from Naples-style pizza. There's a mezcal bar that serves Mexican food. But this is really different. This is the old bar, and it's really the last of its kind.
And I know your article talks about the rent. His rent is like almost going to double, right? I mean, it's a huge jump.
It is a big jump. It seems to be in the terms of the lease that the landowner can increase the rent by 150% or 250% of what he was paying before if he's operating on a sort of month-to-month basis after the lease expired. That's what's happened. The rent's gone up from quite a bit.
Yeah, and so I know that you know, they're, like you mentioned, these trendy places, you know, a lot of young people going down there, rediscovering Chinatown. But, it would almost be a shame if this bit of history, since it is the oldest bar in Honolulu, if it were to close.
Yes, and again, you can learn more about the bar. There's a good story talking about the history with one of the tour guides who runs a red light district World War II tour down there, so you can learn more about the history of the bar as well, and a little video that we have with the story.
All right. Okay. Thanks so much, Stuart. We've been talking
to
Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Stuart Yurton. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.